Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Danes smo pri klubu Mounties v Mount Pritchard, kjer smo imeli lepo in veselo popoldan, praznovali 30. obletnico slovenske države in seveda tudi podelitev priznanj najbolj zaslužnim Slovencem v New South Walesu. Pred nami imamo voditelja organizacijskega odbora za celotno prireditev, kot tudi za priznanja, Walter Schuber in Branko Fabjančič. Vas lepo pozdravljamo in seveda najprej čestitke vsem, ki so to uspešno organizirali končno.
Ja, lepa hvala, Tanja. Poglej, danes je bil res super dan. Hvala vsem, ki so prišli danes na to prireditev. Je bilo res krasno videti se skupaj in prijatelji, se nismo videli še precej dolgo časa in imeli kraten dan je bil danes.
And of course, congratulations Walter and to the whole committee. Everyone had a fabulous day from all the feedback we've been hearing around the room during the day, that the program was wonderful and obviously the food and the hosts here, Mounties, for us this year, celebrating 30 years of Slovenian independence, plus one, as we have mentioned previously before, and the community awards. And we also got to sneak in, obviously, 30 years of diplomatic relations between Slovenia and Australia being in 1992. So we covered a lot of ground today.
This has been a long time coming. Talk about a labor of love. 12 months ago, we were expecting to have this very function. And look, here we are 12 months later after COVID. Like everything's been thrown at us and we finally have got here. It's been a wonderful event. People have really enjoyed themselves and I thank everybody that did participate and come along. It was really lovely to see all our old friends that we haven't seen for some time. So it's been absolutely fantastic. I must thank the organizing committee. They've done a wonderful job. And honestly, without people like that, that actually commit themselves 100%, give us the time and the effort. Honestly, if I have to tell everybody that this has been an event, I would actually do this again in a heartbeat. There's no question about that. The people that have actually contributed their time and effort has been wonderful. Credit to the club for assisting us through that process as well. So thank you again to Mounties. And more importantly, thank everybody that came along on the day.
As part of that organising committee, I'm not sure that a few of us would want to organise this again. From that pure perspective, obviously with the delay, obviously that it made things a lot longer from us, from our point of view. But I totally agree with you with the day, how it turned out, and obviously with the Mounties hosting us. They did a fabulous job in terms of the staff here as well.
I think the biggest thing about all of this is that we brought the community together. This is the one drive that we wanted to do and actually introduce our wonderful second and third generation to our Slovenian culture. It is our duty as Slovenians, Australians, to promote our own culture and make sure that the youth of tomorrow will actually adopt that and hopefully continue with the culture that we have. So I think it's essential that we have these wonderful events that we can actually all contribute and be a part of. So I think at the end of the day, I think everybody had fun. It was a fantastic day and we look forward to now having a few quiet drinks, Tanya, just to relax a little bit because it has been a busy day, let me tell you.
It has, and we must also mention along there as well that the ambassador, His Excellency Mr. Yuri Rifa, will be leaving us in a couple of months, and we use this opportunity also to thank him for his work for over the almost 4 years that he's been here, and this, you know, would be a chance or a place for us then in Sydney, for instance, to farewell him.
Absolutely, this was like a farewell dinner for him as well. So we thank our ambassador for being with us today, obviously to support the event, and we thank him for his service in the last 4 years that he's actually contributed to the Slovenian community. We thank Slovenia for being a part of this and also assisting us and supporting the people of New South Wales and Australia. So thank you to Slovenia, and in particular thank you Yuri Rifler for being a part of our community as well for this time. And look, he's got a wonderful family. We love his wife and child coming along to these events. It becomes a family event, which is fantastic. So thank you again for them attending.
And Branko, the awards, another successful event that we had. Four award winners this year. As we mentioned, I think in the interviews last year, we only did the four because we wanted to obviously give more focus onto the 30th anniversary event, but four deserving people.
Yeah, very much so. Like I said, the main today was for the 30th anniversary, and four recipients were very worthy of their awards today. Very diverse in age and in what they've done, and some wonderful stories in their achievements. And I think there were a lot of new people in the audience today, and you know, a couple came up to me and said they were really, really happy to be here, first time ever, and they could see the passion in the room, especially from the next generation. And I think, like Walter said, you know, we've laid the foundation. It's the next generation, and we want them to take on board what we're trying to do here. And I think there is there. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. And we have some standout people out there that who will carry on the Slovenian legacy here in Australia. But, yeah, the awards went fantastic today. It was a great team effort. And to have not just the awards, but the whole event happened with, you know, Slovensko društvo, the church, Wollongong, and we had Triglav. I don't remember the last time we all got together as a group and we something off together that many years ago you wouldn't have think this was ever going to happen. And we've developed some really good friendships out of this, and we very well much supported each other, which was nice to see. And that was mainly driven from our generation. There is a lot of history in the past, but if we as a group are going to continue on and build on what we're trying to do today, we've got to have this open door policy. Every event doesn't have to be held at Triglav or Društvo. We're talking about maybe doing a harbour cruise, what we call a neutral ground, but something different. So as a culture, as a Slovenian community, we've got to start looking a little bit outside the square of what we've been doing. And I think if that's a way of bringing the next generation together, I'm all supportive of that. And I think we're looking good for the future.
And we want to start looking forward, obviously, to 2022 winners, obviously for next year, for the next event, for the awards. And if memory serves me correct, I think it'll be the 20th year for the awards.
That's right. Yeah, this year was the 19th year. So that's a big, big, big occasion, 20th. And no, Tanya, I haven't started thinking about that yet. like my fellow partner here, Walter, I think have a few drinks. You know, we're all tired, but you know what? We feel good inside about this because it was just a wonderful, wonderful day. And I'd like to say thank you to everyone who participated, and a big thanks to Mounties.
I think we're all proud that we sort of got through this, given the delay that we had 12 months later, resurrecting it all, reinstating everything and adding a few additional things we probably didn't have 12 months ago. From memory in the program, from my side, for instance. It was a fantastic event. We did get a lot of those second and third generations and just celebrated Slovenian culture.
I agree. And we were able to change things as it happened. I think we were fairly nimble in what a lot of things we did. And it was a really well-run event today. So I thank everyone for participating. And like Walter, I'd do it again in a heartbeat, just to see everyone coming together. There were people in that auditorium that I haven't seen for years. Yeah. And we had some strangers in there too, you know, from different background. I know from my table, I had someone who was Croatian and of Scottish background. And he said, he was just looking at the slides of Slovenia. He's heard about Slovenia. And he said, I've got to go there. Mm. Just by the slides alone, he said, it looks like a beautiful country. So if we've got someone's imagination captured like that, I think we've done our job.
We thank you both, obviously, for coming on, obviously, to talk about it as well. I think we'll all have a well-deserved drink at the bar shortly.
Definitely.
To toast to the event.
Of course.
Before I let you go, Tanya, if there's two people that I've got to exclude and thank sincerely, it's you and also Olga.
I agree.
Olga Lach, we should
Olga
mention.
Olga Lach, absolutely.
That's right.
Without you two, working on, especially on a dynamic program as it was, I mean, talk about changes and modifications along the way. Very, very well done. Congratulations to everyone, and in particular you two. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your guidance and help along the way. It's been a privilege working with you, and thank you again.
On behalf of Olga and I, you know, I'll thank you both and everybody.
It was fantastic working with you guys. It was really, enjoyed it.
Thank you very much for coming on today to do the wrap-up, and we'll look forward to the Community Awards next year.
That's right.
Hvala vam, skupi ste bili tukaj. Na svidenje in imejte se dobro. In tudi imejte se radi. Živjo. Na svidenje.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.